Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing with which his father blessed him. Esau said in his heart, "The days of mourning for my father are at hand. Then I will kill my brother Jacob." The words of Esau, her elder son, were told to Rebekah. She sent and called Jacob, her younger son, and said to him, "Look, your brother Esau comforts himself about you by planning to kill you. Now therefore, my son, obey my voice. Arise, flee to Laban, my brother, in Haran. Stay with him a few days, until your brother's fury turns away, until your brother's anger against you subsides, and he forgets what you have done to him. Then I will send for you and get you from there. Why should I lose both of you in one day?" Rebekah said to Isaac, "I loathe my life because of the daughters of Heth. If Jacob takes a wife from the daughters of Heth, like these, from the daughters of the land, what good is my life?" Chapter 28. Isaac called Jacob, blessed him, and commanded him, "You shall not take a wife from the daughters of Canaan. Arise, go to Paddan Aram, to the house of Betuel your mother's father. Take a wife from there from the daughters of Laban, your mother's brother. May El Shaddai bless you, and make you fruitful, and multiply you, that you may be a company of peoples, and give you the blessing of Abraham, to you, and to your descendants with you, that you may inherit the land where you travel, which God gave to Abraham." Isaac sent Jacob away. He went to Paddan Aram to Laban, son of Betuel the Syrian, Rebekah's brother, Jacob's and Esau's mother. Now Esau saw that Isaac had blessed Jacob and sent him away to Paddan Aram, to take him a wife from there, and that as he blessed him he gave him a command, saying, "You shall not take a wife from the daughters of Canaan," and that Jacob obeyed his father and his mother, and left for Paddan Aram. Esau saw that the daughters of Canaan did not please Isaac, his father. Esau went to Ishmael, and took, besides the wives that he had, Mahalath the daughter of Ishmael, Abraham's son, the sister of Nebaioth, to be his wife.